quick.
So if you want to, do something else, that's fine.
So I've been recording then.
Yes.
Oh, I've been recording. So hello, Paul.
Hello. Again. I think we met before.
I'm sure we have. So what are you doing here?
I'm Paul, I just for you guys, because I know how IT literate you all are, and with the social media, I'm VI podcasting on all the social networks that I frequent, and I'm one of the keynote speakers for you guys today, which is very scary. I've never been asked to be a keynote speaker before, so I'm going to be helping break out some of the concepts of make, bake, and take. In hopefully some innovative ways that you guys might not have thought of, but essentially using what I already have. So I've got Braille here, which is you can't actually see that on the audio clearly, but Braille is a code that visually impaired people can use to read with. So it's not a language; it is a code that gives you access to language. So most languages are available in Braille.
What's the difference between a code and a language?
The Braille is the code, because it's dots, so it's pattern. It's made up of, in most cases, six character cells. So 1, 2, 3. So I'm going down in two columns, 4, 5, 6. And then every letter, every punctuation is made up of something of those characters. So letter A is the top left, letter B is top left and middle left, and so on and so forth. And as I said, Braille's available in all languages, but it's not a language in itself. It is actually a code, because we're feeling it. And so obviously, blind people, need a way of accessing information. This would have been the more traditional way of doing it. But as I'll be talking about later, there are. Braille is still very much used. If you look at medication bottles in supermarkets, they've all got Braille on them. Have you ever seen those? They've got so if you get Anadin or something like that, it's got the dots. That's Braille. That's Braille.
How is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even in museums you can see
exactly.
It's great.
And so we're talking, I'm going to talk about being inclusive by design, so really thinking about ways in which we can include as wide an audience as possible in what we're doing. So I'm using Braille, which is traditional, but I'm also going to be using my iPhone. My iPhone has a thing called VoiceOver on it. But if you've got an iPad, if you've got an iPod, if you've got an iPhone, anything above the iPhone 3GS, which I hope you would all have something more modern than that now, because it's good 8 years old, isn't it? So this is an iPhone 6.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into your accessibility, if you go into general, into accessibility, you can switch VoiceOver on and you can see loads of other things to do with colour contrast and all the rest of it. And that's what I'm using. So that's VoiceOver. I should really slow it down. So although my gestures are slightly different to the ones that you would be using. But it needs to be, because I normally have it faster than this, but... And it's giving you the help as well, so it says double tap to open. So I'm double tapping, because there's no point in having a single tap, because you need to touch the screen once to hear what is underneath your finger. But then you need to double tap to actually get something to happen. So it's like double clicking on a mouse. And many of my apps are the same apps that you guys would use. So I've got things like Spotify, and I've got things like Audio Boo. Or Audio Boom, Facebook, Twitter, all the kind of things. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about that, but we're also going to be hopefully doing a bit of audience participation. So the audience will, we're going to show how you can create a memory, live and quickly, with music and sound and everything. So hopefully, the app here is called Boss Jock. Boss Jock, BossJock, and you can basically put a VI specific app. This is an app that anyone can buy off the App Store, and you have these are carts. Hang on a second. It's saying that I should use headphones. It might not play for a speaker, but basically those two titles in there those are what I'm going to be using later. And there's a microphone, so you can pull up a microphone and you can speak over your music. And then, so you can record everything, start your playback, speak over it, fade that one out, fade the next one in, speak over it at the end, and you've got yourself an audio memory. And then you just publish it. You can send it via email to an audio platform. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's
so you're going to speak about that today.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah, hopefully just helping people to actually sometimes the thing that you have that... is that you can use is the thing that you have in your possession already. So, to make sure that you can get the whole concept of make, bake, take, and well, in inclusive by design doesn't just mean thinking about people with disabilities. It's everyone. It could be languages. It could be all kinds of things. So, it could be people with different learning speeds. It could be, but doing it almost by habit. And not thinking of it as something that's outside of and separate to what you do, maybe, is the way forward.
So making it a part of your life.
Yeah.
It kind of makes it easier.
Yeah, so that when it comes to teaching, you just do it more naturally because it's already in your thinking. So, yeah, there are lots of good examples of inclusivity that are just done from the roots up, so it really makes a lot more sense than going, oh man, we haven't thought about it, let's add it quickly, so it's that kind of idea.
We all have that moment too.
Of course we do. So yeah,
thank you, Paul.
That's all right.
Nice to speak. Thank you.